Today's daf is Nida daf Mem Vav. We are holding on daf Mem Hey Amud Beis. We just started the sugya of Tochzman Lifnezman or Tochzman Kila Achrezman. We were discussing what the age is that a person becomes a gadol. So the Mishnah said that there's a difference between a boy and a girl, that a bas shtemesrei shana v'yomechad versus a ben yudgim l'shana v'yomechad in regards to nedarim, at least, is when they become a definite gadol. 1 year earlier is when we already have to start being bodek the nedarim. So that was the sheet of the Mishnah. So the Gemara had asked, what about within that one year? Is it kilifnezman or kilachrezman? So the Gemara had said, well, what do you mean? According to, if it's about nedarim, so the Mishnah, it's neither. It's not kilifnezman, it's not kilachrezman. You have to treat it separately. You have to be bodek. Lifnezman, it's never a neder. Liachrezman, it's always a neder. And during that 1 year, you have to be bodek. So the Gemara had said, no, we wanted to know the inyan onshin. When does a person become responsible and punishable for their averos? Is during that time kilfnezman or is it kilachrezman? So the Gemara had quoted a machlokas whether tochzman is kilfnezman or tochzman is kilachrezman. We're holding about seven lines before the end of the page. Masiv Rav Hamnuna. So says Gemara, Masiv Rav Hamnuna achrezman azeh. Afal pishar muena niyodim l'shem mina darnu l'shem mihikdashnu nidreim neder vekdeshon hegdish. That after this man, the Mishnah had said that even if the people, the child tells us that he had no idea what he was talking about, he had no idea about the impact of a neder and what it's what it does, still the neder is still a neder. If he makes something hegdish, it's still hegdish. The implication therefore is hatochzman kilifnezman, that's only is because it's laachrezman. But if it were tochzman, then it would have a din of a katan, then it would be kilifnezman. So amrle Rava, so Rava says if that's the diuk you're going to make, well, there's an opposite diuk to be made along the same lines. Ema resha kodem azman azeh afal pishamru yodem anu l'shem minadar nu l'shem mihikdashnu ein idreim neder vein hekdesh and hekdesh. Before that zman, before the boy, let's say, turns 12 years old, even if he says he knows exactly what he's talking about, still the neder is invalid and the hekdesh is invalid. So the diuk should therefore be that tochzman hatochzman kilachazman. The tochzman would have a din of laachazman. So you can't be medayik from the line that tells us that laachazman, even if he doesn't know what he's talking about, that it is a neder, because you would have an equal diuk in the opposite direction from the line that says lefnei zman, even if he has an exact idea of what he's talking about, that it's not going to be a neder at all. So says Gemara v'lohi, that's an invalid question to ask on the diuk, because the diuk wasn't really a diuk in the way that we're understanding it. Rava katai, Rava made a mistake in his understanding of Rav Hamnuna. Who savar Rav Hamnuna mi Mishni Yaseiro Kadayik? He thought Rav Hamnuna was being Medayik. Why do we need this extra line in the Mishnah that tells us that after the boy is already past the age of 13, that even if he claims he has no clue what he's talking about, that still the neder is going to be chal? Vadadayik mi seifa leidik mi reisha. And he says, well, you know what? If you think that line is extra, well, the line that tells us that before the boy turns 12, that even if he knows exactly what he's talking about, that the neder is not chal, well, that line's extra too. So instead of being medayik from the sefer, you could have made the same diuk from the resha. But velohi, but he misunderstood. It's not correct. Or from nunu migufa demesnius and kadayik, he wasn't being medayik from an extra line saying, what's this line adding if not to tell me the din of tochzman? And in fact, we saw yesterday in the Gemara why it's not an extra line at all. The Gemara went through why we need each line of the Mishnah and what each line is coming to be is coming to teach us. So it's so that was not what Rav Hamnuna was driving at. Rav Hamnuna was actually being medayik from the words the Mishnah chose itself. Halachazman hechidami. This case that the Mishnah says that liachazman, if he has no idea what he's talking about, that his neder is still a neder. What exactly is the metzius of this case? Idol Awaisi Shtei Sa'aros Katanu. If we're talking about a child that does not yet have Shtei Sa'aros, well then why should his neder be chal? Yes, he's 13 years and a couple of days old, but he had no idea what he was talking about, and he doesn't have Shtei Sa'aros. So he's a full fledged Katan, and therefore it should be absolutely meaningless. El Lav, so it must be the Aisi Shtei Sa'aros, that he does have Shtei Sa'aros. It must be, and that's why his neder is chal. Even though he's Einu Yodea Lahaflos, even though he doesn't know exactly the impact of his neder, he's still going to, the neder is still going to be chal, because he has a full-fledged din of a gadol. And that's where we make the diuk. The time of the reason why we consider these sa'aros to make him a gadol is because the la'achar's man hu, the gamrinu luhu lemilse, ha'toch's man kilifnei's man. And the implication, therefore, is that if it would have been toch's man, if it would have been before the age of 13, even with the shtei sa'aros, those shtei sa'aros would not make him a gadol, he would still be a katan. And therefore, we're able to be medayik that Tochzman has a din of Lifnezman. So period, that's one raya that Rav Hamnuna has, that Tochzman is Kilifnezman. Va'od Masiv Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera asks weiter, Ish ki yafli lindor neder. Pasuk says, Ish ki yafli lindor neder. When a man makes a neder, matam alomar ish, what does the Torah add when he uses the word ish specifically, when it talks about a man making a neder? L'rabus ben yud gimul shana v'yom echad, sha'af al pi she'enu yodea lahafli, nidarav kayamin. That we're dealing with a 13-year-old who, even if he's einu yodea lahafli, he doesn't really know what he's talking about, still his nidarim are going to be kayam. He doesn't know how to make absolute statements of neder. Nevertheless, he doesn't understand the impact of them. Nevertheless, his nidarim are going to be binding. Say chidami again. Same analysis. Same thing we said in the Mishnah. We're dealing with a 13-year-old boy in the Mishnah who was la achar zman hazeh, who didn't know what he was talking about. So what's the case? Either I see shtei sa'aros. If he does not yet have shtei sa'aros, well then katanu. He's a katan. So his nedarim should not be binding at all. Elulav must be da'isi shtei sa'aros, that he does have shtei sa'aros. And what do we see? V'taymed ben yud gimel v'yom echad hu da'havalei ish. And sounds like it's his nedarim are only binding, even though he has shtei sa'aros, because he's also 13 years old. And therefore he's an ish. Hatochzman kilifnezman. But the implication is that even with shtei sa'aros, if he were tochzman, if he were within the 13th year, but not yet 13 full years old, it would have a din of being a katan. Tiyufta. So this is a tiyufta on the shita that holds that tochzman is kila'acharzman. Because we see again this second raya now that tochzman is kilifnezman. So I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Kitanai, that really it's a machlokas tanaim, whether sa'aros prior to the age of 13 are going to be meaningful or not. Sa'aros during shtei sa'aros during tochzman are going to be meaningful or not is actually a machlokas tanaim, because the machlokas goes as follows. Ben tes shanim shehevi beis sa'aros. Let's say a 9-year-old boy has shtei sa'aros, so the halach is shuma, that it's going to have a din of a shuma, and that everyone agrees. It's like a mole, it's not considered to be shtei sa'aros, it does not mean that it's a simon of godless whatsoever. Mi ben tes v'ad yud beis shana v'yom echad, shuma. From the age of 9 until the age of 12, it's a shuma according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, simen. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, no, already that could be a simen, even from the age of 9 till the age of 12. So the 9 and younger is a shuma, 9 to 12, machlokas. Tanakhama says shuma, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says simen. Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'yom Echad, now once the boy is 13 years old, Divrei HaKol Simen. So then everyone would agree it's a Simen. So there's an obvious problem in the formulation of this Mishnah. We discussed up to 9, we discussed 9 to 12, we discussed 13. So says Gemara, HaGuf HaKasha, Amrit Miben Tes V'ad Yud Bei Shana V'yom Echad Shuma, HaYud Gimel Shana Gufa Simen. So the first part we said that if the boy is between the ages of 9 and 12, so then it's just a shuma, it's just a mole, whatever hair grows in is not considered to be shtei sa'aros. The implication being that in the 13th year itself, it's a simin. V'hadar tani, and then we say ben yud gimel shana v'yomechad simin, that only when he's 13 years old, when he's a full 13 years old in one day, only then is it a simin. Implication being ha yud gimel shana gufa, that during the 13th year itself, shuma, that it's considered to be a shuma. So how could it be that both of these statements are true? So my love tanaihi, isn't this Mishnah reflecting a machlokas tanaim? Demar savar toksman kila achrasman, umar savar toksman. I'm sorry, Umar Savar Toksman, Kilif Nezman. So isn't this a raya that this whole Shaila that we've been asking about is to what's the status of Toksman, and we're bringing rayas? None of the rayas are rayas because it's Machlokas Tanaim. So any raya you bring, you could just say that's going like the Tana that says that Toksman is Kilachasman and Toksman is Kilif Nezman, whichever way you want to bring a raya. So isn't this in fact Machlokas Tanaim? So what the Gemara is going to do is show that that there are multiple ways to understand this issue of why it is that we have one diuk that implies that Toksman, two hairs during the 13th year, would have a din of a shuma, and another line that implies that two hairs during the 13th year have a din of shtei sa'aros. So says the Gemara, lo, dekuli alma Toksman kilifnezman. Everyone might really agree that Toksman has a din of lifnezman, that the 13th year, the two hairs that grow, is a shuma and nothing more. The edivi betinokas, and everyone is talking about, both statements are talking about a girl in the 13th year, Veresha Rebbe v'sefer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. We have to remember that yesterday we had a sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar who said Dvarim ha'amurim b'tinokas b'tinok amurim, Dvarim ha'amurim b'tinok b'tinokas amurim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was of the opinion that even though we normally assume that a girl at the age of 12 is a gadola, a boy at the age of 13 is a gadol, that it's the reverse, that a girl is at 13 and a boy is at 12. So very simply, how do we explain the discrepancy that one line tells us during the 13th year it's nothing, shtei saros is nothing, and the other one tells us that it's a simin? Well, it depends on whether we're talking about someone who turns a gadol at 12 or turns a gadol at 13. That if you simply say that we're talking about a girl throughout, but according to Rebbe, that would mean, of course it's Simanei Gadlus. It's after the age of 12. According to Rebbe, that's when she's a Gadola. But according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, no, that's Kilifnezman, because she only turns a Gadola, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, at the age of 13. That was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's opinion. The Iba Yisema, or you could say, Hava Habetinok, that both are talking about, both lines happen to be talking about a boy, not a girl. Veresha, Veresha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar v'sefer Rebbe, and flip it. The Reisha is talking about Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would say a boy at the age of during his 13th year, it's kilif nezman, it's a shuma, it's nothing. It's kilachrasman. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would say, because a boy during his 13th year, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, has already reached the age of gadlus. At the age of 12, he's already a gadol. But Rebbe would say, no, it's a shuma, it's nothing. But everyone really agrees that Toksman is Kilif Nezman. They're only arguing about what is the Zman? What is the Zman for a boy? What is the Zman for a girl? V'i Bayesema, or another way you could explain the Machlokas, this is the fourth way in total, the third alternative to saying that it's simply a Machlokas of Toksman Kilif Nezman or Toksman Kilachazman. Havaha Rebbe, that they're both statements are assuming like Rebbe, meaning both the statement that two heirs during the 13th year are a shuma, and the statement that two heirs during the 13th year are simane gadlus, they're both authored by Rebbe, habitinokes. But if you're dealing with a boy, you'll say that it's a shuma. If you're dealing with a girl, if you're dealing with a boy, you'll say it's a shuma because it's before his age of godless. You're dealing with a girl, you'll say it's simon, because it's after her age of godless. V'i Bayesema, fifth possible way of understanding the machlokes, habahar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, then maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is the author of the whole thing, and it's not that the first part and habatinok. Habitinokas. There's a difference between a boy and a girl. It's just that according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the difference is reversed. That a boy will turn a gadol at 12, and therefore any shtei saros that come during the 13th year are vadai simane gadlus, and a girl will turn a gadol at 13 only, and therefore the shtei saros that come during the 13th year are only a shuma. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Simon. So, before we get to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, a couple of things. At the end of the Shakla V'Tarya, we reject Rav Nachman. Right? Rav Nachman is the one that said, Kitana'i, that maybe this whole issue of Toksman, Kilachuzman, or Toksman, Kilifnezman is subject to this Machlokas Tanaim about the status of the Shtei Saros during the 13th year. So it turns out from the Brisa that we quote that they're not arguing about Simane Bagrus prior to the age of Bagrus. They're arguing about some other issue, if there's a machlokas at all. Meaning, it could just be that one's talking about a boy versus a girl or whatever. So the Ramban just raises the question that we're going to see later on in Mem Chesam Beis, that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, if women are ne'emanos to be bodek simane Bagrus by Inara bitoch haperek. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Toch haperek is kila achar haperek. According to Rabbi Shimon, toch haperek is kilfnei haperek. So if that's the case, why doesn't Rav Nachman prove that it's machlokas tanaim from the fact that it's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon explicitly in a couple of dapim from now? The din of a nara or a nara that have simani bagrus prior to having the right amount of years is totally exactly in that machlokas tanaim. Tocha perik kila achar perik, tocha perik kilfnei perik. It's an exact, it's exactly what we're looking for over here. So the Ramban is mitarets, and this is teretz that's mentioned by other rishonim as well, that Rav Nachman could have been mochiach from the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that he's correct, that it's all the machlokas tanaim. And just like he could have been mochiach from that machlokas, there are other places in Shas also there are other places in Shas where we have this concept that certain rayos are rejected, even though the idea that they're trying to prove happens to be true and provable from other places. So it's meaning basically what he says is, yeah, inachinami, that's the derech hashas. Sometimes the Gemara is not so interested in being mochiach whether it in fact is or isn't a machlokas tanaim. It's trying to be mochiach whether you have a raya that it's a machlokas tanaim. Is this a valid proof that it's a machlokas tanaim? And that's all the Gemara is saying, that this is not a valid proof that it's a machlokas tanaim, even though there may very well be other proofs that it's machlokas tanaim. The Rashba similarly answers that it's mistaver that Rav Nachman didn't know that machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and if he would have known, he would have been mochiach from that machlokas, and then he would not have been rejected. Meaning, Rashba saying similarly that in Achrem, Rav Nachman is right in what he said, but in how he proved it, he's wrong. That's all. But about what he said, he's definitely correct. Rabbi Natam, however, is mitarei a little differently. Rabbi Natam says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are not being cholik about simanei bagrus that come during the 12th year for a nara or the 13th year for a nar, if the nara and nara have a din of a boger or bogeres or not. What they're arguing is the inyan, the simanim that come on the day that he becomes, that a boy, let's say, turns 13 or the girl turns 12. So where they did not yet reach the shnas habagrus, which is the 14th year for the nar in the 13th year for a nara, if that is a din of a bogeres, I'll smach those simanim that came on that day. That's what they're really arguing about. They're not arguing about the entire year of tochazman, whether tochazman is kilfnei hazman or tochazman is kiliach hazman. man. So that's how Rabbi Natan deals with the Tosfos. Riddiz Metaretz, the Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon are only arguing about Simane Bagrus that come in the 6 months between Naros and Bagrus. The first 6 months of the Shnas Shtemesrei Benara, do they have a din of Simane Bagrus or not? So again, there's basically two approaches in Rishonim, two basic approaches in Rishonim in dealing with this question. One approach is to say that in a chinami, you're right, obviously the machlokas we're going to have later on very much impacts on our discussion, but Rav Nachman didn't think of it, so his loss that he didn't think of it, and therefore we're able to reject the raya that he did bring. Or, no, that machlokas has no impact. That machlokas is about something else entirely and doesn't really relate to our sugya. Okay, so now weiter in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Simen. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said on the top of this staff that it is a simen that the shtei saros that come during that time during that 12th year or 13th year is even between 9 and 12 he held, right? That was what it was, that miben test v'adid beishan of yamechad, that even though the Tanakhama said is only a shuma, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says already that's a simen. Some Rabbi Kruspadai bered Rabbi Shaftai v'husha odanbo, but that's only if the hair stay there till after they become a gadol also. So then you know that those hairs were a simen. Tani nami hachi, and we have a brisa that supports this. Ben tes shana v'yomechad shevi beis saaros shuma mi ben tes v'ad yud beis shana v'yomechad v'odon bo shuma. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Simen. That the brisa adds two words that we didn't mention previously. That it's not just shtei saros that come between the age of 9 and 12. It's shtei saros that come and stay between the age of 9 and 12. So then you know that it's a simen. So that's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Tanakam would say even that is only a shuma. Even if it comes and stays, it would only have a din of a shuma. Amar Rava Hilchasa. Tochzman ki lefnezman. The halacha is that Tochzman has a din of lefnezman. Rav Shmuel bar Zutra masna l'shmaita d'Rava b'hai lishna. Amar Rava ketana, that he taught Rava's statement as follows. Amar Rava ketana kol yud beis shana mima'enes v'holeches. That a ketana during her entire 12th year can do miyun. A katana whose father died and therefore cannot give her over to a real kiddushin d'oraisa, but her mother and brother gave her over to kiddushin, so what she has is a kiddushin midrabanan. She's only married midrabanan, so she has the right to opt out of the marriage, to just walk away from the marriage at a certain point. So when can she still walk out of the marriage? During that entire 12th year, she could be mima'enes v'holechas. Mikan ve'ilach, but after that 12th year is over, eina mima'enes ve'eina choletzes. She can't do miyun, but she's also, at that age, not able to do chalitza yet either. So hagufa kasha, amret eina mima'enes al magadolihi. So you say she can't be mima'enes, that implies that she has a din of a gadola, because that's when a katana loses, that's when a child loses the right to do miyun, is when they become a gadola. But I gadola hi tachlots, but if she's a gadola, so let her do chalitza. Why do we say ena menes veena chalitzas? It makes it sound like she could, I mean, it's explicit that she could do neither. So why could she do neither? V'chi teima misaf galei, and if you're going to say, well, maybe it's because we view this as a suffix, what her status is during that year, is she a katana or a gadola, and that's why we're machmir in both directions. Does Rava really have a suffix about that? Rava says that you have a katana who reaches the right age. You don't need to check for simanim. Chazaka hivia simanim. It's a chazaka that she has the simanim. So he says, he's not mesupik, he holds it's a chazaka. So why is it that she's not able to do miyun or chalitza? So says Gemara, haini mili b'stama. Aval hacha debatka v'lo ashkechu. Meaning Rava would say in a chinami, if no one knows anything other than her age, yes, so then we'll assume that there is simanim there. You have a chazaka de Rava, that a chazaka that once she reaches that age, she has shtei sa'aros. But over here we're dealing with a case that they were bodek and they didn't find anything. So frak the Gemara, if they were bodek and they didn't find anything, they didn't find any sa'aros, that means she's not a gadola yet, no? Ihachi tamayin, so then let her do miyun still. So says the Gemara, choshin shemen nashru. Rechoshesh, that maybe the hairs were there, and maybe they had fallen out. So maybe she really is a gedola, but the hairs have just fallen out, and because of that chashash, we're not going to let her do miyun, because who knows, maybe she is a gedola. That's great if in general you're choshe shemenashru, but if you don't, if you hold like the shita that you're not choshe shemenashru, then what are you going to say? Then why can't she do miyun? The itmar, because we learned that there is such a machlokas. Rav Papa Amar ein choshen shemenashru. Rav Papi Amar choshen. The Rav Papa says we don't have any such chashash. Rav Papi says we do have such a chashash. Answers the Gemara. Hani mililin in chalitza. That's only in regards to chalitza. Avol inyan miyun choshen. But when it comes to miyun, everyone is going to hold that we're choshesh shemenashru. Mechlal demand yomer choshen choletes. So the implication though is that if you hold in general that we're choshesh, she should be able to be choletes. V'choshen bialma ka'amar. V'choshen just means that we're choshesh, not that we know for sure that she was a gedola. So says Gemara Eliolam de lo batka. No. Let's change the case again. Case is not that we were bodek and found that she has no hairs. And rather the case is we were never bodek. So why is it if we were never bodek when she's higiel chal shanim? Why is it that we don't allow her to do miyun or chalitza? Manavshach, if you're going to assume the chazaka of Rava that she has shtei saros, let her do chalitza. You're not going to assume the chazaka of Rava, so then let her do miyun. So in chalitza cheshinan, we're only choshesh when it comes to chalitza. V'chikam Rava chazaka lemiyun, and when Rava says chazaka that there's a chazaka that she has shtei saros, that's for miyun. Avil chalitza bayi bedika, but before she could do chalitza, we would need to do an actual bedika. So it's not that we checked for hairs. We didn't check for hairs. We have no idea what's going on with her physically, and the halacha is different for miyun than it is for chalitza. So that's the reason that we're gonna assume that she's a gedola in that she can't do miyun, but we're gonna assume she's not a gedola in that she can't do chalitza either. So the Rashba, the Ritva, many of the Rishonim write that based on the Maskana of Ashtemes Rishonah that was not checked for Simanim, so Rava would say Lo Tumain V'Lo Tachlots. So it turns out that Rava is not a Raya whether he holds like Rav Papa or Rav Papi in regards to Neshiras Simanim by a 13-year-old boy or a 12-year-old girl that were checked for and don't have Simanim. Meaning, since in the Maskana Sagamara we're not dealing with someone who was checked, we're dealing with someone who simply wasn't checked, so you can't prove whether you hold like Rav Papa or Rav Papi, whether we are choshesh that hairs were once there and have since fallen out after you magia l'chal shanim. And it could be that he would be machmir and b'choshesh for Nishira Simanim, just like it could be that he'd be Mekel. Since we don't find Simanim, maybe they have a din of a katan, l'chal davar. So that's how a good number of Rishonim read it, that Rava would go neither way in the Machlokas Rav Papa and Rav Papi. However, in Tosos and Mem Chesam and Beis, in a couple of dapim, it's going to be clear that Rava holds that when a girl reaches the age of Bagrus, so it's chazaka that she has simanim. And according to Rava, if you are bodek and you don't find simanim, you are tola that nashra simanim, meaning the chazaka that she had shtei saaros is so strong in Rava's view that even if you look and we examine her and we don't find shtei sa'aros, we assume that she still had them and that they just have fallen out. And it's meduyuk from Tosos that from Rava we have a raya that he holds but kuvlamatsu simanim, that we are choshesh that there were simanim there and there were nashru. So he definitely does take a stand in the machlokas Rav Papi and Rav Papa, and in fact that's mavur in the Rif that way as well, because he says chazaka hivya simanim to teach us that the whole issue is daraisa, the chazaka is a chazaka daraisa, and therefore we wouldn't even be somech on a bedika, we wouldn't even be somech on what our eyes tell us. Now the Taz, the Levush, the Prima Gadim, other all the Achronim point out that according to Rav Papi, mida oraisa yirchoshe shema nashra simanim by a 13-year-old boy that you check and you don't have simanim. And that's how the Magen Mishnah explains in the Shita Saramim as well. The Magen Mishnah says that if you have a katana whose brothers married her off and she was nivela, so after she becomes Bashtemesh Reshana, she's Safik Mikudeshus Midaraisa. even if you don't find simanim on her, you still have to assume she's safek mukadeshes midaraisa because shema nashu simaneha. Maybe she had simanim and the simanim have since fallen away. So the Tosos in Tosos, it's in Bava Basra, Kufn and Vav Menalef. Tosos writes that it's only regarding dinim d'oraisa we're choshesh that maybe nashu simanim. But for dinim d'rabbanan, we don't have to be choshesh nashu simanim. If there are no simanim, then you don't have to be choshesh for godless. The Rabbi Kiveger's Mechadesh that only in regards to Averus and Isurim that Rav Papi holds that you have to be Choshe Shamer Nashu Simanim. And that's why Ben Shalosh Asher Shana that's checked and you don't find Simanim is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Because when it comes to Averus, when it comes to Isurim, that's when we're Choshesh that maybe there were Simanim there but they've fallen away. But when it comes to mitzvah, says Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva, Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva in Madura Kama at the end of Simen Zayin, Rabbi Kiveger writes, when it comes to mitzvahs, then we could be danim like a katan, and he could be mevatel mitzvos b'shevi al taseh. He could passively fail to do mitzvos. In regards to kiyum mitzvos, there's no chiyuv to be choshesh that maybe nashu simanim. Then he would definitely have a din of a katan. Okay, that is the shita of Rabbi Kiveger. Okay, let's go weiter. Amar of Dimi Minarda, Hilchasa, Choshen Shamanashu. The halach is that we're choshesh that the simanim were there and that they're gone now. Vanimili hecha de kitcha betoksman ubal la achrasman, dikas feka da raisa. That's only if you're Makadesh her before the age of godless, and he was boil her after the age of godless, where there actually is a suffik da raisa. Avul meikara lo. But if he was only boil her prior to the age of godless, then it's not even suffik da raisa because there can't be a Kiddushin midaraisa at that age. Amrav Huna, hikdish v'achal loka. If a katan is makdish something, right, during the age where he's yodea lahafli, but he's not yet a gadol, he's muflas samach l'ish, right? He knows how to make a neder, but he's not yet a gadol, and he's makdish something, and then he eats it, he gets malchus. Shenemar ish kiyafli lindar velo yachel devaro. So we darshan from there kol sheyeshon bafla yeshon bal yachel. Anyone who's able to be mafli, who's able to make a neder, so he's also able to be punished for a violation of that neder. V'kol she'eino bafla eino bebal yachel. And anyone who's not able to make a neder is not able to be punished for the violation of that neder. So Masr Ravuna bar Yehuda, Ravuna bar Yehuda asks l'siyuy l'Ravuna as a raya to Ravuna l'fisha matzinu shehishva akasav akatan kegadol l'zadon shvua uli iser l'bal yachel yachli echayev al akdesho karban tamlomer zeh hadavar. That I might think, since we make a katan like a gadol in certain issues, and one of the issues we mentioned where a katan is like a gadol, where a katan could have the same status of a gadol, is bal yachel. So therefore, I might think he should be chayiv a carbon in his hagdash as well. That's why he says zahadavar. But what do you see from there? Katani mias li iser li ula bal yachel chayiv. So it says for the iser and for bal yachel, for getting punished for bal yachel, for the iser of a neder and for getting punished, he's going to be chayiv. So you see, it's a raya that even a mufla samuklish, even though he's not a gadol yet, could already be punished for bal yachel dvaro. Says Gemara, no. Ema li iser bal yachel. Maybe all it's telling me is that he's included in the iser of bal yachel, but not that he's punished, not that he gets malchus for bal yachel, but simply that he's included in the iser. It's one line. So says Gemara, iser bal yachel manavshach. Ema muflasamach lishtar raisa milkanami lilki. What do you mean only in the iser bal yachel? Why does that make any sense? Mi manavshach. If you want to say that a muflasamach lish is his nidar mean something midar raisa, and therefore it should everything should be binding midar raisa, so let him get malchus also. After all, that's the drasha. Anyone who could affect a real neder could stand the punishment of that neder. And if a muflasamachlish's ability to take nedarim is not midar raisa, iser namileka, then forget about malchus. There should be no iser. There shouldn't even be an iser of bal yachel. So why would you say there's an iser daraisa, but there's no onesh? So says the Gemara, we misunderstood. La'osan ha-musharim alav. No, we're talking about those people who are musar about him. Meaning, we're not talking about him himself. Really, it's drabanan is what we're saying. That really, muflasam al-kadish is drabanan. When we say that someone is in violation of an iser, we're talking about those people who are musar on him to be mafresh him may iser. There are people who have to make sure that the katan doesn't violate an iser. Shema mina, katan ochel nevelos. We see from here that a katan eats nevelos. Bezdin mitzuvin alav lafrisho. Bezdin has to make sure that he stops doing it. So if the kid is a muflasam al-kadish and he takes a neder, so he doesn't have any isser mida oraisa to eat to violate the neder, but those who are musar in the love bezdin is mitzvah lafrisha. They have an isser bal yachel. They have an isser to make sure that he doesn't violate anything. So Gemara says, so good, so this should therefore be a raya, right? Shema mina is really a kasha, because we have a machlokas in Shas, in Mesachas Yivamas, whether Bezim Mitzuvah Lafrisho or not Mitzuvah Nalav Lafrisho, so Yivamas Kuf Yudalin, whether it's a big sugya, whether Bezim Mitzuvah Nalav Lafrisho or not. So it would be odd if we're able to answer it in one line here in the middle of Mesachas Nida, and the whole dispute just falls away. So says the Gemara, so when the Gemara says Shema Mira Katan Ochel Nevelos Bezim Mitzuvah Nalav Lafrisho, it's really a kasha. We're saying, according to your analysis, then it would be clear that Bezim Mitzvah Nalav Lafrisho. So it says Gemara, Hachmei Eskinon Kigon Shehikdish Hu Va'achlo Acherim. No, the case is not where the Katan himself is eating it, and the Isser is on the people who are responsible to stop him from eating it. No. Third possible understanding of the case is he was Makdish and other people are eating it. So again, first understanding of the case was he was Makdish, he ate it, and it's his Isser. Second understanding was he was Makdish, he ate it, and it's somebody else's Isser for not stopping him. The third understanding of the case is he was Makdish and other people ate it. So meaning, and therefore, it's l'isser ulebal yachel, that it would be for Malkus Gomer, and still it's not a raya to Rav Huna, because we say the Malkus is that there's, when we say there's Malkus on Hektish of a Katan, we're not saying it's his Malkus, we're saying that it's other people's Malkus, other people who violate and the Hektish of a Katan, it's their Malkus. So that works out very well. If you assume that that's correct, you assume that when he's Makdish and other people eat it, that they get Malkus. But if you assume Ein Lokin, so then what are you going to say? Ditmar Hikdishu Vach Lachem Rav Kana Amar Lokin Rav Yochanan Rishlag Shamit Rav Kana Amar Ein Lokin Rav Yochanan Rishlag Shamit Tarvayu Lokin. We see that it's a Machlokas Amurayim whether you get Malkus for violating a Hegdish that a Katan had made. So says Gemara, midrabanan v'kras machta bialma. What you'd have to say is the shita that holds ein lokim would say that when we say the iser ulebal yachel is that it's only an iser midrabanan, and the pasuk kiafli where we're mashva where we say that whoever could make a neder has to suffer the consequences is simply an asmachta bialma, and that way we wouldn't run into any trouble by just making the whole pasuk only an asmachta, and the whole issue only an issue. So yeah, there is Bal Yachal. Bal Yachal what? Midrabanan. That's it. Period. Gufa. Hikdish v'achlo acherim. Now, just it bears mentioning. Just we mentioned bezim mitzuvah nafrisho or ein bezim mitzuvah nafrisho. There is a separate iser of machil biyadayim that's also discussed in that sugya in Yivamas and Daf Kuf Yudalid. Meaning there's bezim mitzuvah nafrisho is if he's doing something, do you have to stop him? But the Gemara does darshan that there is an iser to be machil a child in avera biyadayim. That a person is not allowed to feed the child the iser biyadayim. So that's just to make that distinction between these two isurim. Maybe we have time at the end. We'll see if we can come back to discuss a little bit about bezim mitzvah lafrisha. Gufa. Let's go right to the gufa. Hikdish vach lacherim. Rav Kana amar ein lokin. Rav Yochanan Rishlag Shami Tarvayu lokin. So we have this machloka samurayim. What if the katan is makdish and other people eat? So Rav Kana says they don't get malkish. Rav Yochanan Rishlag says they do get malkish. Machlokas. So Michael Mifki, what exactly is this Machlokas about? So Mar Savra Mufla Samachlish Tar Raisa, Umar Savra Mufla Samachlish Midrabanan. It must be that if you hold that they do get Malkus, it's because you hold Mufla Samachlish Tar Raisa, and therefore he has the ability to affect a full fledged Hegdish. So it's 100% Hegdish Midar Raisa. Someone violates that Hegdish and get punished for it. And the other sheet tells no. Mufla Samachlish is Rabbanan, and therefore it's not a full fledged Hegdish, so the Gadol's not going to get punished for it. Must Rabbi Yirmiya Yisoma Shenadra Bala Meferla. That if you have a Yisoma, a young girl whose father had died, and therefore her mother had married her off to somebody, but the Kiddushin is only Midrabanan, so she's able to do Miyun. Her Nisuin is only Midrabanan, rather. She's able to do Miyun. Her husband could be Mefer her Nidarim. So wait a second. And even though she's a katana, her husband could be made for, and her marriage isn't a real marriage on a daraisa level. Her husband could be made for the nedarim. So yam bishlam mufla samach ish drabanan asuni sun drabanan vatni nidra drabanan. So I understand very well if the whole ability to take a neder for someone who's a mufla samach ish is only midrabanan. So good, as long as she's a katana, even when she's a mufla, even when she knows what she's saying, so the drabanan husband can undo the drabanan vow. That makes sense. Eliyamata Raisa, but if you're going to say that Mufla Samuch Ish is Daraisa, Asuni Sun Drabanan, Umvatli Nidra Daraisa, how can a marriage midrabanan undo a vow that's chal midaraisa? Meaning only a husband should be able to be made for a neder. On a daraisa level, this man is not her husband. On a daraisa level, she could still do miyun, and he's not going to be her husband at all. So how does he have the power to undo nidar midaraisa? So I'm Rabbi Dumar Shmuel, bala mefer la mimanafshach. He could be made for the neder mimanafshach. Because he's drabanan, drabanan who? If mufla samachlish is drabanan, so good. So he's only a husband midrabanan, and therefore he could do it. And Ida Raisa, Katanochal Nevelusu, Vein Bezim Mitzvah Nelevla Frisho. That if it's Daraisa, well then it's a Katanochal Nevelus, meaning he doesn't really need to be made for the Nedarim because the she's just a kid, and a kid is violating Yisurim. We could assume, like the Shita, that Ein Bezim Mitzvah Nelevla Frisho, that you have no responsibility to stop them from violating the Yisur. So it's not that he's effectively made for the Neder, it's that it doesn't matter. He doesn't need to be made for the Neder. Vaki Gadla Achla, but frankly, Gemara, but what, that's great while she's still a katana. One day she's going to become a gedola, and she's going to assume her neder is gone because her husband was made for the neder. So she's relying on that hafara kamaisa when she becomes a gedola as well. How can she rely on that? So I'm Rabbi Bar Levi, Bala Mefala Kal Shah Vishah, that now he continually is made for her nedarim over and over again, even as she becomes a gedola. Vuhu Shabal, and that's provided that he's boel her again after she becomes a gedola, because once he's boel her after she becomes a gedola, then she becomes his wife, Midal Raisa. So then he really does have the ability to be Mefer. Frek the Gemara, but no, that doesn't work either. Because even if he's boel her later and she becomes his wife, and then he's made for the neder she took while she was a katana, and she wasn't yet his wife, Midal Raisa, Va'im Bal Mefer Bekodman. But don't we learn that a Baal can't be made for Nedarim that were taken before they were actually married? And this is a Nedar that was taken before they were married on a Daraisa level. So, because Rav Pirkos Mishmei Derava, Dom Rav Pirkos Mishmei Derava, Kol Nedaris Aldas Baile Hino Deres. No, by Nedarim, he doesn't have to be her husband Mida or Raisa in order to make this work. The halacha is, the assumption is, that why is it that a Baal could be made for the Nedarim? Because whenever she takes a Nedar, she takes it Aldas, the husband. She takes it al-das that the husband is going to approve of the neder. So as long as she views him as the husband, so that neder was taken on his das. And that's why he has the ability to be made for. It's not like being made for Bekodman. So Tosos asks, in Dibra Maskel Kidrav Pinchas, about five lines in, Vim Tomer in Cain, Amay Nichtav Beparshus Dorm, De Baal Mefer Lishto, Afiluen Ishto, Gon Hacha, Baal Mefer Dal Daito Noderes. Why does it say then that a husband could be made for Nidre Ishto if, according to Rav Pinchas, Mishmei Derava, it has nothing to do with being the husband. It has to do with whose das she's taking the nether on. If she wants to take the nether, I'll das her next door neighbor, so the next door neighbor could be made for the nedarim. It has nothing to do with the husband per se. It's clear in our Gemara, the guy's not a husband midaraisa, and nevertheless, he's able to be made for the nedarim. So it says, tells us, na, v'yeshlomar, the isrich le'inyin she'mamar kayim lichi, she'inu yachol ha'afer. That no, the husband still has certain rights in that if he's mekayim the nether, then it can't can't be mufar anymore. Inami mishum da amar rachmana. This answer is maybe a little more satisfying. Mishum da amar rachmana bal mefar ka amar deli olam al daito hino deres. V'alfa gav da hach alo havu elenisu and rabbanan v'lo am retora she yafer mikol makom he svura shabiyad lafer kumo b'shar nashim hino deres al daito. We only have the ability to make this assumption or make this leap of being noder al daito that she's completely told in somebody's das because the Torah already tells us that the husband has the ability to be mefer. Only once the Torah says that the husband could be mefer, then we'll assume that yes, she'll be noder al das her husband. But without the ability, without the Torah saying that, then we won't assume that. Aye, but this isn't really her husband. But if she thinks it's her husband, that's what it has to be. She has to think it's her husband. Then she's going to do al daito because she knows that the Torah says that the husband has the unique ability to be mefer. Okay, we'll pick up from Amar Abayi, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.